There is a very great sheikh who has passed in the history of our pious predecessors. He has a great maqam, a great status, and the great walis of Allah in history have accepted and agreed that he is also included in that honorable list. And he stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, he has addressed his servants, and Allah says to his servants, to his creation, that my servants, I remember you, and you keep the remembrance of the strangers in your heart. Allah ta'ala says, I invite you towards me, near to me, and you run towards the strangers. Allah ta'ala says, I want to bestow you with rewards, and you keep on running towards the sins. So it's a surprise. And those who had a link with him, one of his murids and students at the Hazrat, Sheikh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is he addressing this message to? Who is he mentioning this about? And the Sheikh said, have you not read the Quran? Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. That Allah ta'ala has stated in the Quran that I remember you. Allah ta'ala says, remember me. So Allah ta'ala is addressing those individuals, those people who don't remember Allah, who don't remember Allah, who are negligent and lazy and far from the remembrance of Allah. So Allah is warning those people. Allah is reminding those people that you have decided, you have opted for a life far from my remembrance. You have forgotten me. Allah ta'ala says that you don't have time to remember me, foolish people. If you were to remember me, then see how many rewards I would give you due to you remembering me. Subhanallah. Allah ta'ala said that when you remember me, then see how many rewards will come to you. That when you sit or stop to remember me, Allah says, then your Rabb remembers you. Imagine this reward. Allahu Akbar. Think for a few moments how great a statement. The Quran is telling us this. So Allah ta'ala says that I invite you near towards me. Come near to me. Subhanallah. So remembering me, Allah Ta'ala says, is what? Is that I'm calling you near to me. I'm inviting you near to me. So alhamdulillah, when a human being does dhikr of Allah, then at that time he is closest to Allah. Remember this. So fortunate and lucky. We don't need any rewards after that, do we? We don't need any rewards. We don't need to do fikr for the person who does the dhikr of Allah. Alhamdulillah. He doesn't need to worry after that. Just consider this, that Allah Ta'ala has given me the tawfiq. That's Allah's karam. And after that, I don't need anything else. Just close your eyes and remember Allah. Whether you're musafir or shaitan tries to put you off, we don't need anything after that, because everything we've got from Allah, we've asked Allah and Allah has given to us. And when we make a connection with Allah, when Allah says, I'm giving to you and you're remembering me, then what have we got left to worry about? Whatever happens in the dunya and the world, ups and downs and issues, we shouldn't worry about these. The person who does the dhikr of Allah, the people who do the dhikr of Allah, Allah says, I'm your protector. I now safeguard you. Why am I making you ill? It's my hikmah. Why am I making you upset and distressed and issues? Don't worry. You carry on with your job, with your function, with your objective. Allahu Akbar. And if you're affected by the biggest of illnesses, the worst of illnesses, you've got sadness and problems and disease that doesn't have a cure, Allah says, don't worry. If you're doing my dhikr, you have nothing to worry about, because I'm remembering you. And what is to happen with you in the world? It will happen. You don't need to worry about that. It's secondary. These are the phases of life. This is due to my hikmah, my wisdom. That why have I made you occupied and busy with problems? Don't look at other people. Don't look at people you don't know. Don't compare yourself to others. Look at those who remember me. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. What a great, great reminder, my friends. And we are so fortunate that here in this environment, in this day and age of materialism, in this day and age of so-called advancement and technology, the things that distract us away from Allah. When a person, a youngster, does the dhikr of Allah, then even the angels are proud. That, for example, if people who are old, obviously they have time to remember Allah, but the people of black beards and they're young, when the angels see a youngster teenager, young person, and he leaves the occupation of the dunya and they're remembering you, Allah, subhanallah. The angels, they are proud, Allah, what a creation that you have here on the earth. But they are so immersed in the remembrance of Allah, they don't know about this reward that we've just mentioned. They're just worried about themselves. That Allah, we are remembering you because you are creator. They're worried that Allah, please do not reject us, that if we don't remember you, Allah, please accept our remembrance. So Hazrat Tashtari, alhamdulillah, said that remembering Allah, that Allah is dragging us towards His nearness. Allahu Akbar. Allah is dragging us, that come to me, come near to me. Why do you run away from me? That wherever you do dhikr, that you are my servant and you are my mahbub, my beloved, and you are drawing nearer to me, Allah says. So all of this, I'm explaining this emotion, that when we sit to do dhikr, we should think this in our hearts. Yes, we should think about the rewards, that you are young, you have a black beard, and you've got life ahead of you, you've got power and energy, you can do what you want in your free time, isn't it? But you've left all of this, and you've accepted and embraced the action of Allah's dhikr. What a great reward. You left your shop, your business, and mal, and wealth, and your young age, and your energy, and you've taken all the tasbih, you've left everything else, and you're doing Allah, 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 subhanallah. So that person should never be worried that shaitan, he whispers in his ear, look, your business is going downhill and you're losing out, you're not succeeding in the world, and this is happening, that's happening. And then he starts sweating that, oh, I've sat down to do dhikr, what's happening around me? No, be proud and happy that everything is in the hands of Allah. This is a test that Allah has given to you in the world. If you reject all of the challenges and keep on remembering Allah, Allah says the goodness will continue to be with you. And the final thing the Shaykh said was to his students, subhanallah, and as a message to us in learning, that Allah Ta'ala says, I want to give you rewards. Allah says to every servant, Allah, look at this point here, that we say, Allah, 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 I'm remembering you. We came on saying that we believe in Allah and we remember Allah. Allah says that you don't focus on Allah in your heart. You don't think about Allah in your heart. You don't want to get close to Allah. So why are you complaining? This is nonsense. We are munafiqs, hypocrites. If we don't understand, Allah says, you haven't recognized me. You haven't made a connection with me. You haven't understood who I am. Allah said, if you really were close to me, and if you knew that Allah is the one who gives everything, Allah says, I'm telling you already that I want to give you the rewards. I want to rain down the rewards upon you. I want to give you untold rewards. I want to fulfill all of your desires. Everything. Allah Ta'ala says, I want to give you all of the goodness in the world. But in which state? When you remember me, Allah Ta'ala says, subhanallah. With that remembrance, Allah says, I don't give to anybody but you. Allah Ta'ala says, you don't worry about remembering me. You have small excuses and you leave my remembrance. You take all those small excuses and you go far from my dhikr. Tell me, isn't this the case? Allah Ta'ala says that this is a big point and a big learning for us. And one murid said, Hazrat, Sheikh Sahib, that do you hear these words also? Do you hear this announcement or this message? Subhanallah. And the Sheikh smiled and said, yes. Allah Ta'ala, if He wants to somebody to hear, then He allows that person to hear. Subhanallah. And here I remember a statement of my Hazrat Sheikh. Hazrat Sahib said, and he was in a young age at the time, and he was 16, 17 years old, or 16 years from that age, Hazrat had the company of his Shaykh, Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi. When Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, rahmatullahi, our grandfather Shaykh, gave bayah to Hazrat Sahib when he was free from Saharanpur, from Deoband, from studies, then Hazrat Fazal Ali Quresh came to his village and called him to from home and said that I want to give bayah to this student. That time Hazrat Fazal al-Quresh was so famous himself, he came, Hazrat Fazal al-Quresh, and he said to Hazrat Sahib's father, call your son to me. And Hazrat Sahib's father said, he's very young. And he said to his father, he called him by name. He said, no, call your son. He was his friend. And he said, I want to take your son as my student. And look at the style here, that when Allah gives something to somebody, how Allah gives. And then Hazrat Sahib's father smiled and said, okay, I will call my son. And that he called his son to the Khanqah and presented him to Hazrat Fazal al-Quresh. So once Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, said that his father was Maraqib, it was nighttime before Tahajjud in the Khanqah. And his father was Maraqib, and he said, my father suddenly shook and said, Mustafa, Ali Murtaza. And he said, yes, father, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And Hazrat Sahib said, no, I didn't. And he said, amazing, you didn't hear this? He said, no. He said, Allah is saying, there's anyone who wants to ask from me? Allahu Akbar. Is there anybody who has a need that I can fulfill it? Is there anybody there whose dua I can accept it? So in other words, that the hadith that has been presented to us, these events take place in reality on the ground, in the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make a connection. Then when a person makes a connection with Allah, gets close to Allah, frees himself from sins, then Allah ta'ala elevates his status, physical and spiritual. Allah elevates his sight, Allah elevates his vision, his hearing, and he hears those words from the ghaib. Allah ta'ala allows him to hear. So my friends, my brothers, as I was saying, these thoughts came in my mind that we have sat down to do dhikr, and we should be grateful based on these few words that Allah, you're so merciful. Allah, you're so merciful to us that in this short amount of time you've selected us. From the whole universe, you've selected us to remember you. Hi. Allah Ta'ala pushes us, shoves us. Allah, you've dragged us towards the dhikr, to your gathering. And when an individual comes running, because a person, he doesn't want to get late, I don't want to get late, zikr is going to start. Inside there's a machine of love. Allah Ta'ala has installed a motor of love. If there's not love, then what else is it? Tell me. That there are many people from amongst us, alhamdulillah, who from morning will have prepared that in Makki Masjid today is dhikr. Okay, today we're going to go to Makki Masjid in the evening. And they'll have a concern, a worry, a plan, a schedule. And then this thought will be revolving in their minds. So tell me, what is that love that's pulling them? What is that attraction? That if you love something, then you keep remembering it, isn't it? If you love something, you remember it, isn't it? Of course you do, definitely. An ashik in the world, if he's an ashik of the world, of a beloved in the world, if somebody loves somebody else in the world, and he says, my beloved, I'll meet you in the evening, then from morning he's waiting until the evening. But why doesn't the sun set quickly? So that it's evening and I can go, subhanallah. So isn't this not the sign of love with a woman, with a female? But if somebody loves Allah, I want the evening to come quickly so I can get to Makki Masjid for the gathering of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Aha, this is called muhabbat. Love. So we think that, why do we think we don't love Allah? And yes, we don't have love. Rather, in reality, I'm saying Allah Ta'ala loves us. This is higher and greater. Allahu Akbar. This is the dalil. Fadhkuruni yadhkurkum. Allah has given the proof. Allah Ta'ala said, first, I remember you. Allah Ta'ala is proving to the dhakireen that you complain that I don't love you for this reason, that I don't give to you according to your desires and your needs and your requests. So you have doubts in your mind that Allah Ta'ala doesn't love us. Oh, if Allah loved me, He'd give me this. And I'm asking for X, Y, Z. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give to me. Allah says, no, look at this. This is not the basis of the justification of my love, is it? That Allah Ta'ala said, if I didn't love you, why would I drag you towards my remembrance, the gatherings of my dhikr? Why? So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the ability and capability to do dhikr. Ameen.